Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. You just heard a little collage-like representation of what to expect this hour as we explore the piano and its capacity to produce the most amazing variety of colors and textures. Fanny Mendelssohn was always under the thumb of her famous brother Felix Mendelssohn, and although they were very close siblings, I'm not sure that he took her as seriously as a composer in her own right as we do these days. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But here is an isolated, standalone sonata movement by Fanny Mendelssohn that's going to open this hour. And it comes from a marvelous new recording that contains all of Fanny Mendelssohn's piano sonatas. It's performed by Gaia Sokoli. Thank you. The pianist we just heard, I pronounced her name as Gaia Sokoli, but I think it's more like Gaia Sokoli. Anyway, I should get corrected very soon on this, but she's a fabulous pianist, and she has recently recorded all of the piano music by Fanny Mendelssohn. We just heard a sonata movement, a standalone sonata movement by this composer. I spent most of October writing this daily blog for Gramophone magazine about the 18th Warsaw Chopin competition, and one of the first rounds required repertoire selections was the Nocturne in B major, opus 62, number 1. I love this piece, especially the long chains of trills that you hear near toward the end of the piece, and these trills can be very sexy in the right hands, and I think we should hear how Bruno Rigutto plays this nocturne. Now, he recorded the nocturnes for French EMI around 1980, but he recently re-recorded all of the nocturnes, this time for the Alpha label, and it's from this re-recording that we are going to hear his interpretation of the B major nocturne.
Thank you.
Bruno Rigutto at the piano, playing the Nocturne in B major, opus 62, number 1, by Frédéric Chopin. Here's another piece that features trills, but to very different effect than Chopin. And the music evokes images of wind. At least that's Claude Debussy's intention in this third of his 12 preludes, book 1, Le Vent dans la Plaine, with the wind on the plain or the wind over the plain, however you want to translate it. We've got a recording from the early 1950s by the Dutch pianist Hans Henkemans. Pianist Hans Henkemans playing the third prelude from Claude Debussy's Preludes, Book 1. This pianist, by the way, also was a psychiatrist. The only other pianist I know who also has worked as a psychiatrist is the jazz pianist Denny Zeitlin, who happens to be a great genius, by the way, one of my very favorite jazz pianists. Another genius is a composer colleague of mine who is based in Chicago, Stacy Garup, and she's got this large-scale piano piece that pushes the wind idea even further than Debussy does. This is a piece called Keyboard of the Winds, and this music really takes you on a journey, and I want you to hear it. It's a wonderful large-scale work. The performance is by Nicholas Phillips.
Thank you.
Music by Stacy Garup. That was a work entitled Keyboard of the Winds, composed in 2015, I believe. The pianist was Nicholas Phillips, who is one of today's leading advocates for contemporary piano music. He's made some terrific recordings that I've featured on previous episodes. And another new music advocate who is a good friend and colleague, actually. Her name is Allison Brewster Fronzetti. And for a change of pace, let's hear her play some music by Carlos Gustavino. This is his Danza.
Thank you.
We just heard Danza by Carlos Gustavino, performed by Alison Brewster Fonzetti, who is a pianist with a wide-ranging repertoire and tremendous, tremendous talent. I admire her quite a lot. Here's one of John Coltrane's most iconic and beautiful ballads that's titled Naima in my own piano arrangement. That was yours truly, Jed Disler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, at the piano, and I was playing my own arrangement of John Coltrane's ballad titled Naima. And that comes from a new release from Steinway & Sons that is available to stream and to download. I don't think it's going to be out as a physical CD. Look for a release that's called Quiet Now, Steinway Ballads, and tell them Jed sent you. You're listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Let's stay in a lyrical state of mind for now with the melody Opus 3, Number 3 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. We're going to hear it performed by that great aristocrat of the piano, George Boulet. Thank you. George Bolet playing music of Rachmaninoff, the Melody, Opus 3, Number 3. Let's return to pianist Hans Henkemans and music from Debussy's Preludes, Book 1. La Sérénade Interrompue, The Interrupted Serenade, from Claude Debussy's Preludes, Book 1, played by Hans Henkemans. This Dutch pianist recorded all of Debussy's piano music for the Philips label in the early 1950s. My friend and colleague Adam Tendler devoted a recent CD release to the piano music of Robert Palmer, an American composer who I think is really, really underrated. This is Robert Palmer's Toccata Ostinato.
Thank you.
Adam Tendler at the piano playing the Toccata Ostinato by Robert Palmer. Toccatas are obsessive in nature, but for keyboard obsession pushed to the nth degree, you don't have to look further than a work by Toshi Ichiyanagi entitled Piano Media. And I'm going to play you an LP transfer of pianist Aki Takahashi's classic recording. Thank you. Piano Media by Toshi Ichiyanagi, performed by Aki Takahashi. We're going to close this hour returning to the unique sound world of Claude Debussy and the last of his 12 etudes, which is a study in chords. The pianist will be Jean-Eflam Bavouze. Pour les accords, a study in chords, that was the 12th and last of Debussy's 12 etudes. The pianist was Jean-Eflam Bavouze. And with that, we wind down a musical journey that I hope you've enjoyed on Between the Keys, a program that is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to us being together next week. Take good care, stay safe, and please be kind to one another.